بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه غفرت ذنوبه وإن كان قد فر من الزحف. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who says this dua or this istighfar استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. So one who says this, استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. The translation is, I seek forgiveness from Allah, apart from whom there is none worthy of worship, the living, the all-sustaining, the all-living, the all-sustaining, and I turn to him in repentance. What will happen when he says this? غفرت له غفرت ذنوبه وإن كان قد فر من الزحف. That all his sins will be forgiven even if he fled from the battlefield. Fleeing from the battlefield is a major guna. It's a serious crime in Islam that a person just runs away from the battlefield. It's not a small thing. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah Pak will forgive his sins through the barakat of istighfar even if he committed this major sin of fleeing from the battlefield, showing us how powerful this istighfar is. How powerful making and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in istighfar. So here these words are shown to us. Somebody was asking yesterday what istighfar to make. The shortest form is astaghfirullah. Then there are other forms that are shown to us in the hadith, like today we're learning astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And now the third one we'll do today. An Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu anhu an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal sayyidul istighfari ay yaqul al-abdu اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت من قالها من النهار موقنا بها فمات من يومه قبل أن يمسي فهو من أهل الجنة ومن قالها من الليل وهو موقن بها فمات قبل أن يصبح فهو من أهل الجنة رواه البخاري. هذا شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best way of seeking forgiveness is for a servant to say. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said سيد الاستغفار. سيد means the leader, the main chief, the bacha, the king, that is known as the سيد. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that out of all the different wordings of istighfar you get, this particular one is the king, this one is the leader, this one is the chief. In other words, it incorporates everything else, all the other istighfars, this particular one incorporates everything. And we learn why from it, because this particular istighfar has got a few things that a person should do when he is turning in repentance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, what is it? Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta. O Allah, you are my sustainer. There is none worthy of worship besides you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduka. You created me and I am your servant. So the first thing a person is doing in this istighfar is the person is showing his humility. That, O Allah, you are my creator. You are my sustainer. You are my creator and I am your servant. And then the next part of the dua, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'tu. O Allah, I will abide to your covenant and your promise to the best of my ability. The covenant that we took to Abu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ahdi Alast, when Allah Pak asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Allah? Am I not your Rabb? And this was even before we were born. And we all said, Qalu bala, definitely, wallah, you are wallah. So this is what the person is saying in this istighfar, that, O Allah, I will abide by your covenant and your promise to the best of my ability. And the next part of it is, أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil which I have committed. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. O Allah, I acknowledge your bounties on me. So this part of the istighfar also is something that is very important. The very important part of istighfar is the person is acknowledging all the favors of Allah. All the ni'mat that Allah Pak has given a person is acknowledging it. Sometimes you may not know it in Arabic, but in English, when a person is making dua and asking Allah for forgiveness, person should acknowledge, wallah, how many favors you have given me. Different favors you have given me. Wallah, every favor of yours, I am acknowledging it. So this is what this dua is saying. And the next part of it, إِذْ أَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي وَاللَّهُ, and I acknowledge my sins. This is something which is very important, where a person acknowledges his gunas. He doesn't justify his sins. Whatever gunas he made, oh Allah, I am acknowledging my sins. Sometimes in the dua we hear our akabir and our elders make, oh Allah, hum ikrari mujrim hai. But this is what it means. That, oh Allah, we are sinners that are confessing. We are confessing our sins. We are not justifying any sin. Every sin of ours we are confessing. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So this part of the hadith, or this part of this istighfar, أَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, I'm acknowledging my sins. So forgive me, فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So forgive me, O Allah. None forgive sins except you. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who says these words during the day with total conviction in them and passes away before the evening will be from the people of Jannah. So he says it in the day with total conviction in these words, passes away, he will be from the people of Jannah. And one who says them with total conviction at night and passes away before the next morning will be from the people of Jannah. Bukhari Sharif in Ahmad, Rawahu Ahmad, as he also reported in Imam Ahmad's kitab. So this shows us what a powerful hadith this is, what a powerful istighfar. It's not difficult to read it. Once we get the wording of it, the words of it, it's the Sayyidul Istighfar, it's the Badshah, it's the king of all istighfar. But the person doesn't know it, and at least in English he can remember these words. And the person first is saying, oh Allah, Allahumma anta Rabbi, you are my Allah. La ilaha illa anta, there is no Allah besides you. Khalaqtani, you created me, wa ana abduka, and I'm your servant. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'tu, wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I promise to fulfill the covenant that I made to you. And then a person says, now he says, he doesn't know it in Arabic, he says, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I acknowledge all the favors you have given me, and I acknowledge my sins. Oh Allah pak, you forgive me. So this is a very, very important way of asking for forgiveness. And then a person should have full conviction that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another important thing when it comes to istighfar and asking for forgiveness, a person should have hope that Allah pak will accept his forgiveness. He should have hope. Mukin, and have yakin that Allah Pak inshallah will forgive my sins. I should have yakin that when I'm turning to Allah, Allah Pak will forgive his sins. And a person should think to himself that I am a sinner, and he should put his sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing ulama also tells us is that we don't focus too much on our gunas. We have to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't think too much of our sins. But in making dua, we confess that we are sinners. We don't think that we are pious people, but we don't let our mind run and continuously stay on the gunas we did. We just move our mind off, because Allah Pak has created us to remember Him and not to remember our gunas. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.